www.graphicaudio.net.
The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
What exactly did you whisk me here for, Sirian?
Fair enough question. Permit me to answer with one. How would you like to save the world?
At the request of world-famous rock star and global humanitarian Sir Ian Moran, Anya Creed is flown to the jungles of Brazil to seek the secrets of a legendary lost civilization.
We're trying to track down reports that there might be a settlement derived from a quilombo far up the Amazon, which has declined to join Brazil, or perhaps the modern world.
Do you think that's really possible in today's world? With airplanes and satellites and everywhere? Wouldn't it turn up on Google Earth?
We aim to find out.
As Anya's journey takes her up the Amazon and into the nightmare world of the rainforest, the lines between reality and fantasy become more and more blurred, and the denizens of the jungle get more and more dangerous.
Hostile! Open fire! Open fire!
This is a bad place. We better pray your man Moran gets plenty of reinforcements into us pretty quick, like he said he would.
Unwittingly, Anya finds herself embroiled in an international struggle for technology, power, and even immortality. But who is the enemy, and who the ally?
You have been misled, lied to at every turn.
Even now, if you look deep into your heart, you can see the truth.
You've put the power of the ages into these hands.
I have capabilities you've never dreamed of.
So have I, my dear.
Oh!
Rogue Angel Number 8, Secrets of the Slaves.
The danger is real.
Can't breathe.
The threat is vast.
New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dallas, Washington. We surrender or else millions of Americans die. That's what we face.
The conspiracy spreads.
We have every kind of creep and they're all in on this Hydra operation. With the information they've given us, we have identified bases in Nicaragua and Florida.
And the only thing that can stop it are the combined forces of Able Team, Phoenix Force, and Matt Bolin. Stony Man. Go back to where the legend of Stony Man begins.
See? You got your backup, Carl.
Don't use my name, all right? Standard nicknames, fellas. Politician, gadgets.
And what's your name?
Iron Man. It's time to go to work.
December 2007.
The First Mountain Man 2. Blood on the Divide.
Preacher ducked down and took shelter behind one of the wells the men had dug. He looked at the boy holding the hammer's reins.
Stay in the stable, lad. If you can shoot, there's a brace of pistols on the saddle.
You want me to shoot a man?
Forget it! Pilgrims, they're gonna be the death of me yet.
When Preacher chances upon a new settlement, just as the notorious Pardee brothers are about to attack it, a chain of events unfolds that puts the Mountain Man smack in the middle of a nefarious plot fashioned by human vultures who prey on innocent pilgrims. A plot Preacher will risk his life to destroy.
Get! God damn it! Long! Ha! Go! Get!
Redborn Pardee and his brothers ran off bloated carrion birds. The birds didn't go far from their snack. They waited and watched patiently. Malachi stood in the middle of the carnage and looked slowly all about him.
Never had a chance. Injun snuck up on him and finished him.
Something's wrong with this. I don't think this was done by Injuns.
How come you say that, Malachi? What else could it have been? Them's arrows, ain't they?
I know they're arrows, Henry. I can see that. But something's mighty wrong here. Mighty wrong. It's just, I can't put my finger on it.
Look at this. Them Injuns, if it was Injuns, was either drunk or it's a setup. A blind man can follow this trail.
Malachi nodded his head in agreement, thinking that he was very grateful to at least have one brother with sense enough to come in out of the rain.
What's all this scribbling on this here paper?
Malachi took the note from the branch and slowly read the words. His mouth dropped wide open. He balled up the note and threw it to the ground, then jumped up and down on it. It had been unsigned, but he knew who wrote it.
Nobody calls me a stupid son of a bitch. God damn that preacher.
Preacher?
Yeah, preacher. He read that note. I know it was him.
Well, let's don't take no chances, Malachi. Let's call in the whole bunch and take off after him. We try to go this alone, he'll pick us off one by one.
All right. Put out the call, brother. Sounded long. We got to get him before he gets us.
My name is Sutherland. Mr. Sutherland to you.
Your name might be Sutherland, but it'll be a cold day in hell before I call the likes of you, mister.
This bastard has burned us out and hunted us like wild animals. No more. I've taken all of this I'm going to take.
Dirk rolled from cover and dashed to the timber, running in a zigzag motion. The preacher held his fire and let him come on.
Dirk's right. I'm going up the other side of the hill.
Preacher put a ball through Lester's brisket that sent him rolling back down the slope. The preacher started a huge rock crashing down the hill. The horses bolted, running in all directions. The man jumped up and tried to grab the reins of his horse.
Don't miss one thrilling minute of frontier action in The First Mountain Man 2, Blood on the Divide.
If you can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.